The supreme instruction of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada as it was Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. But how to do this Sarva Dharman Parityajya, how to surrender to Krishna by throwing away everything else? In order to illustrate that, Krishna spoke the verse before that, which talks about the components of that surrender. He says,
Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaje mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime.
So Krishna says, Manmana, engage your mind in me, thinking of me, become my devotee, and worship me, and offer your obeisances to me. So the Vaishnava devotees, they do these things very carefully. And he says, Manmana. And elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, Krishna also says,
Mayeva mana adatsva maye buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva atavurdvam nasamshayaha.
Urdhva means upward. How can you have an upward elevation in spiritual life? Father, he says, Mayeva mana adatsva. Engage your mind in me. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Engage your intelligence also in me, he says. Nivasishyasi. Then you will live in me, he says. What is the meaning of that? You are where your mind is. You are where your heart is. You are where your intelligence is. So naturally, wherever I invest my mind and intelligence, I am going to be residing there. Somebody may be living in New York in the midst of Bowery and might have given his mind and intelligence and heart to Vrindavan Dham. So they are actually in Vrindavan. Somebody may be living in Pune, you know, meditating on America and lifestyle in America. So they are actually living in America. That's why he is saying, Mayeva mana adatsva, may buddhim niveshe, nivasishyasi mayeva, atha urdvam na samshaya. Then you will make advancement upwards in Krishna consciousness. So, the mind has three activities, thinking, feeling and willing. How do we use our thinking? We should think about the glories of the holy name. Like Sanatana Goswami told that famous verse, how a bell metal can be transformed into gold. Scientifically speaking, bell metal can be transformed into gold. Theoretically, it's possible in science. For that, every atom you should take and change the number of protons, neutrons and electrons. And you have to change the configuration, 1s2, 2p6, and you have to change the configuration. Then only you can convert one metal into another metal. Also, theoretically possible, no scientist would foolishly try that. It's almost an impossibility in science. But Sanatana Goswami says it's possible. How? By administering the alchemy, chemical of the rasayan of the holy name. Which means a crude, barbaric, animalistic, mrigari type of person can be converted into a flower like Vaishnava by administering the medicine of the holy name. So one should think about the glories. How I saw one of my friends, how he was and how he has become now. He was so crude, now he has become so saintly. I can see myself, every one of us can think about ourselves. How I was many years ago and over the years, how my life has become transformed. How? By the chanting of the holy name. One should think about the glories of the holy name. And one should hear the glories of the holy name from the mouth of great souls like Vishnu Dutas speaking in the 6th canto of Bhagavatam. They are saying so many glories of the holy name. How holy name is like a medicine or like a fire. Anybody takes it, it will have an effect, even though one may not know about it so much. Similarly, one should also feel. What should one feel?
Nam namakari bahudani ja sarva shaktis tatrarpitani yamita smaranena kalaha. Etadrishi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi durda eva medrisha mihajane nanuragaha.
O Krishna, you have hundreds and thousands and millions of names. In each of your names, you have invested your transcendental potencies. Just like electric wire. Anybody puts a hook on the electric wire, immediately he can get enlightenment and heat if he wants. Simply by connecting to your holy names, immediately one can get the benefit of feeling your presence. Feeling your presence, feeling your mercy, feeling your association. But I am such a great fool that I have no attraction for chanting your holy names. So one should feel like that.
Golokera prema dhana Harinama sankirtana Ratina janmilokene thai.
So, same meaning. Oh, my dear Lord, your holy names have been imported from the spiritual world into the material world, just as you descend from spiritual sky to the material world. Very mercifully. But I am so unfortunate that Ratina Janmilo Kenita. I have no attraction for chanting your holy names. So this should be the actual feeling of a devotee. Why? Because if one follows these four principles of Trinadapi Shunij, Tarorapi Sahishnu, Amani and Manadena. These four things. Humility, tolerance, always offering respects to others, and having no expectation of any respect from anyone. Divide a false prestige. Such a person, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a blessing. Kirtaniya Sadar. Always you can chant. That is why one of the bypass routes to chanting the holy names is following this verse. Because, following those 10 offenses, avoiding those 10 offenses strenuously is very difficult to do. Sometimes you have a long road to go and there's a bypass road, isn't it? A very easy way to avoid taking anxiety about the 10 offenses and the big offense, which is the mother of all offenses, 11th offense. What it is? And one can circumvent all of this if one follows these four. Because blessing is given by Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya Sadar. You can constantly chant the holy name without any stress or any strain or any difficulty, provided you follow these four. So then why to worry about educating oneself about the 10 offenses against the holy name? So one should always feel like this. That is why he says, Ratina Janmilokene Thai. Oh, my dear Krishna, I have no attraction for the holy name. Anybody who cultivates these type of feelings can very easily approach the holy name. Divide of false prejudices like Yenamana Madhappuman. Janma Ishwarya Shruta Shri. When one can, despite possessing these things, cultivate feelings of humility like this. And what should one will? Kintu adarat anudinam kalusaiva jushta svadvikramat bhavati tadgatamulahantri. Although one may not have taste for chanting the holy name, one may not feel any attraction for the holy name, still one should very respectfully bow down to the holy name and chant the holy name with utmost respect. What is the meaning of that? One should not chant the holy name neglectfully or carelessly, casually, and taking it very lightly or in a very familiar way. One should not chant the holy name like that. As known as Lokanath Swami Maharaj says, how one should chant the holy name? If you are chanting the holy name seriously and sincerely and intently, the proof is that others will be afraid to disturb you. That is the proof he is saying. Somebody comes to call you for something, some phone call or something has come. They look at your face, look at your intensity in chanting, then they feel this phone call is useless. There's no need to disturb this fellow. They should feel like that. That is serious chanting, he says. But if somebody is walking hither and thither, looking here and there, laughing, joking, any phone call has come for me? That kind of chanting is useless chanting. That is why one should use the willingness to become obedient to the chanting process of the holy name. Very seriously and intently one should chant the holy name. Otherwise, actually it's called as a worshipful glorification of the holy name. That is actually called a serious chanting. Worshipful glorification. The mind and heart should be in a worshipful mode. So these three things, thinking, feeling and willing, which are the activities of the mind, if they are invested properly in the with understanding in chanting the holy name. And what should intelligence do? Intelligence should pay attention to every word. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, intelligence should hold. Ekeha Kurunandana. Vyavasayatmika buddhir. Ekeha Kurunandana. With a one-pointed attention, the intelligence should hold the mind, subdue the mind, and should, in a focused way, hear the sound vibration of the holy name. That's why he says, Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Both the things Krishna is saying. Engage your mind in me, engage your intelligence in me. Nivasishyasi mayyeva atavurdvam nasamshayaha. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble